Just so you won't be too distracted, I had my head shaved and a fundraising event for cancer. It will grow back, they say. Today I would like to reflect with you upon relationship. Now you might expect that I would want to reflect upon our relationship with God, for the relationship that each of us has with God is certainly central to the meaning and purpose of our being together in this place. In some ways, everything that we say from this pulpit and all we do as we gather for prayer and worship and coming to the table all relates to the relationship that we each have with God. However, today what I would like to focus on is our relationships with one another and with others in our lives, but primarily with each other here at St. Paul's. We celebrate today the third or fourth annual Blessing of Hands, sponsored by our Care and Share ministry. And so after communion, you will be invited to walk back to the baptismal font and receive a blessing upon your hands, which are indeed the hands of God's love in our world and which do the work of God in the midst of humanity. Now, you may think that I want to talk about us, about our people relationships today, because I am sort of leaning more and more toward the psychological understanding and interpretation of what it means to be human in my vocational work with pastoral care and counseling. But that is not the case either. I wish to talk about our people relationships because of how aware I have become of the many ways that our personal relationships are manifest in this large community of St. Paul's. My being a part of this congregation for over 12 years, as we have grown together, not only in size, but in maturity and diversity in countless ways, really, being aware of the ways in which individual relationships tend to ebb and flow within this community has really broadened my understanding of what it means to be community, what it means to be together, to be learning and living together, and to be human in the midst of the largeness of the worldwide community of humanity. And then as I see those individual relationships emerge, particularly in a community that calls itself Christian and desires to be known as people who are loved by God and who love God, well, it gives me something to contemplate, sort of a moving, changing, wonderful, and sometimes scary group that is us at St. Paul's, certainly with opportunity unbounded. There is a stark reality of humanity, one of many, actually, that most of us would probably prefer never to speak of, but yet I wish to speak of this today. And that reality, in short, is, and I know this is going to be a shock for some of you, not every person here at St. Paul's likes every other person here at St. Paul's. There are times that we don't necessarily like each other or understand each other, and at times we do not know how to live well together. What a surprise. We are all different in personality, in our likes and dislikes, in vocation, in hobbies, in our sense of respect for one another, in our feelings of comfort with one another, in our desires regarding the persons with whom we wish to spend time or not spend time. Relationship can be challenging, to say the least, and fantastic, to speak of the best. It is also a fact of being human that we are limited in our ability to care for one another, specifically in relationship to our ability to care for ourselves. In other words, we are unable to care for others well if and when we are unable to care well for ourselves. Sometimes we are able to open our hearts and sometimes not. Sometimes our woundedness gives us the ability to be with others in compassion, and sometimes our wounds limit us from caring for others. Sometimes the history of loss that needs tending to in our lives keeps us from extending a hand to another. We do not care well for one another when we cannot care well for ourselves. So I said it. I've spoken the embarrassing truth that we don't all like each other, and sometimes we are unable to care for ourselves and thus unable to care for each other. So having said that, I want to remind us of two critical responses to such truth. The first response is this, that we truly can love one another even when we don't like each other very much. We truly can love one another as God loved us, even if and when we don't like one another. And secondly, the reality is that God's commandment that we love one another doesn't even mean that we have to like each other. God has commanded us to love one another as I have loved you. God did not command us to like each other. Now, I wonder if we could embrace the freedom of forgiveness and acceptance and empathy and individuality in this truth that God commands us to love one another, different from liking each other. And so the invitation that I bring today to all of us is that we first embrace the love of God for ourselves as individuals. And then out of that self-caring experience of God's love for us, we begin to practice loving one another as best we can. Think for a moment of our baptism as that which makes us one. We are united as children of God through the waters of baptism, wherever or however we were baptized. And as George often says to us, it is through those waters of baptism that we go forth from this place to love and serve others. We are not unified in thought or in will. We are not blindly compatible, but we are one in our identity as children of God. One of the many ways that this community of St. Paul's has decided to respect and serve one another is through our Care and Share program. At least 200 of us are actively participating in reaching out to people that we do not know well, people we may never have seen or heard of, and sometimes people who are very hard to care for. We are extending to them the hand of God in love. We are taking them to appointments. We are cooking meals for them. We are giving of our time and energy so that their lives in whatever temporary or permanent crisis that is unfolding might be more full and satisfying and might contain a little less suffering. And of course, I know that the Care and Share ministry is not a singular way in which you and I care for others. all of us in this community of faith in our day-to-day lives encounter strangers, interact with our families. We see people everywhere we go who are all longing to be loved and who have particular and specific needs, which when met are received as acts of love. I know that you are offering love and compassion to others in many walks of life. Now, through the Center for Hope and Healing, we are encountering various people in the community of Wake County and finding ourselves serving this community and cities beyond Here and Carry, beyond our membership. So let me point out again that it doesn't matter so much who we like or who we dislike or who we most want to be with or do not wish to be with. What matters for us as people of faith and as followers of Jesus is that we behave toward all whom we encounter as if we know that we are indeed manifestations of God's love in this world and in this community of faith, and that all of us are children of God, all of us. You and I become the hands and the feet of God to others and to each other and to our loved ones. And our touch in the lives of each other can daily be the real and concrete manifestation of God with us. God is with us. I want to thank you today for joining in these acts of sometimes loving the unlovable, sometimes respecting the person who makes you weary, sometimes offering gifts without expectation of return, sometimes tolerating with kindness the person who makes you uncomfortable, sometimes showing up when you feel more like staying away, sometimes continuing in your service when you are weary of serving. Let us never forget that everyone needs to be loved, and let us not be caught up in or blinded or distracted by the facts that we don't all really like each other or understand each other. We, each one of us, is trying to survive in our families, in our lives, in workplaces and neighborhoods, in this church, and we will find ourselves in relationships that don't feel very good to us. Of course, there will be ineffective relationships in all of our lives, because as human beings, we are unable to truly love one another as God loved us. We are humanly unable to respect the dignity of every human being as our baptismal covenant asks us to do. So rather than dwell upon and struggle with the frailty of humanity, which causes us to live sometimes in fear or in dislike, let us remember that you and I are the hands and the feet of God with us. Let us thank God for the opportunities that we have again and again to show love when and where love can be received. Nothing good ever dies. Thank God for learning to shake the dust off our feet when we are hurting and afraid in a relationship. Thank God for the ability to go to a place in some relationships where we can and do feel needed and wanted, cared for, and able to care for another. It is through relationships, not institutions, that lives are changed. It is through relationships, not institutions, that lives are changed. You and I are the life of God, manifest for one another and then sent forth into our world, both here at St. Paul's and everywhere in which we move and live and have our being. Amen.